Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit kia.com to learn more. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Unlike most newborn creatures, elephants look geriatric right out of the womb, thanks in large part to their loose-fitting, wrinkly skin. But elephants aren't manipulating the system to collect Social Security early. Their cracked skin is a clever evolutionary adaptation that protects these animals from the sun's intense rays. African bush elephants are pachyderms, a group of large animals like hippos and rhinoceroses. The name pachyderms is based on a Greek word that means having thick skin. These enormous warm-blooded animals can weigh around 11 tons, that's about 10 metric tons, and measure up to about 13 feet tall at the shoulder, that's about 4 meters. In short, it's a lot of flesh and bone, all baking in the often brutal African heat. And as it turns out, elephants can't sweat. Is it possible to perspire with sympathy? Recently, a team of researchers out of Sweden went more than skin deep in their studies of the pachyderm epidermis. Using both light and electron microscopes, along with intricately detailed computer modeling, the researchers were able to determine the cause of elephants' scaly skin. For starters, the scientists found that the crackled appearance of elephant skin is not a sign of aging or skin shrinkage, as is often the case with other species. Rather, it is a purposeful design resulting from the stress of the skin bending. These cracks allow the skin to retain moisture and dirt, which reduces the harmful effects of the sun and prevents harmful swings in body temperature. The barrier also wards off some types of pests and parasites. Elephant skin, unlike human skin, is resistant to shedding, so the layers, particularly the super tough top layer, the stratum corneum, stick around longer before sloughing off. It also has a lot more keratin than human skin, so it's more durable, keratin being the stuff that makes up fingernails and is a small presence in our own skin. As this thick hide is subject to everyday movement, like bending and twisting, it quickly wrinkles, with layer upon layer of wrinkly skin serving as a complex system of channels that capture and hold moisture and dirt. So when you see elephants basking in sloppy pools, spraying water and mud to and fro, they aren't just doing it for fun.
The mud settles into the teensy cracks in their skin, some of which are just a micrometer across, about 50 times smaller than the naked human eye can detect. Continually wetted, the skin remains permeable, helping the animals stay cooler. And interestingly, elephant skin doesn't just randomly wrinkle. It cracks in geometric shapes that approximate other common sights in our world, from drying mud to heat-shattered asphalt, or even geometrically precise rock breakage like the Giant's Causeway in Ireland. The result is a durable cooling system that keeps these gigantic mammals from cooking in their own thick skin on steamy summer days. With their huge bodies and constant sun exposure, it would be easy to assume that elephants often fall victim to skin cancer and its side effects. But as it turns out, cancer is relatively rare in these animals. Thanks in part to a gene called P53, elephant body chemistry identifies DNA abnormalities and then nixes cells that seem doomed to tumors. Scientists are studying these so-called zombie genes to see how they might affect human biology too. Today's episode was written by Nathan Chandler and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other wrinkly topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.